This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The title from the World Health Organization of a new document, spring of 2022, Zero Draft Report of the Working Group on Strengthening WHO Preparedness and Response to Health Emergencies to the 75th World Health Assembly. I welcome Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, who has written very carefully about this document and what's inside of it, and it is not happy. Reggie, a very good evening to you. Zero draft. What could be wrong? WHO looking to learn from the pandemic and put into place protocols and recommendations, of course, consulting with the member states, that prevent a worldwide pandemic from belittling all of our medicine and overwhelming all of our economies these last years, except you write very carefully that what we're looking at here is a reach by China and other bad actors to penetrate our privacy and to manipulate our ability to respond to the WHO. How so, Reggie? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So here's the thing. The World Health Organization, in my opinion, is abusing the trust that people have had for them, which actually was seriously damaged in the way that they handled the coronavirus pandemic. But they're using this pandemic as a cover for really instituting what amounts to a global surveillance biotech regime. So in this this zero draft report, which is a tome, it's like 56 pages long. On page 13, they've got a section that they just call global surveillance. And it says here that the WHO secretariat will strengthen existing systems and networks for coordinated global surveillance of public health threats using digital tools and to include animal and environmental health concerns with what they call appropriate protection of people's rights. So what is this global coordinated surveillance using digital tools? What would that look like? That would be vaccine passports, digital health IDs, smart health cards. And the problem with these, John, is that they can incorporate all the functionality of the China social credit system. They can be used as a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control.
Let's tell a story. I know because I've reported on another anecdote very similar to what you cite. A man is on his way to a provincial bank to challenge that bank because they've frozen his account. He has, I remember, in excess of $800,000 in the bank that has claimed, the bank has claimed it's been investing for him in real estate. As he reaches the train station, because he's written many letters and he's protested to the bank, as he reaches the train station, suddenly his iPhone, which has been showing that he's tested negative, that he has no COVID, shows red and prevents him from going on to the bank. He must immediately report to a concentration center. Is that an example of how surveillance can work and use our health against us, Reggie?
Well, that's exactly right, John. So this happened in Shanghai very recently, like in June, where there were about 100 or 200 people who had their assets frozen. They wanted to go to Shanghai to protest, and all of them had their health codes on their digital IDs switched from green to red, which stopped the protest. And this is how digital health codes can be used to paralyze people.
Also, privacy. Well, let's get to another concern. Censorship. How does the WHO propose to deal with the fact that even now, Reggie, with all of the subvariants of Omicron, we have no single opinion of what it can do and what it means for long COVID and what it means for those of us who are vaccinated? There are competing arguments around the world. Some of that can look like dissent. What does the WHO say about other voices?
Well, this working group wants to institute, they say the WHO should have the power to address, quote, misinformation and disinformation in respect to pandemic PPR, which is preparedness and response, okay? This sounds very much like Biden's disinformation board or the Ministry of Truth. Now, as you said, John, there is no medical consensus about the vaccines, about their effectiveness, about their safety, but dissenting voices have been censored, and this would give that censorship power to the WHO and make it global.
I mention, of course, that the understanding is that the Chinese vaccines, Sinovac and Sinopharm, are no help whatsoever when it comes to Omicron. That is generally understood as to why the lockdowns. However, that would be dissenting information that would not be welcome in the People's Republic of China. And it would be participating in this global surveillance. In fact, Reggie, there's the suggestion that the tools that China has developed in order to watch the Uyghurs would be used on us. Do you see any reason to believe that that wouldn't happen?
No, I don't see any reason to believe it would not happen. I mean, so this whole thing about the surveillance. Okay, so they want the WHO, this zero draft wants the WHO to be able to respond to any local health threat. And so how are they going to find out about some kind of a local health threat out in some obscure locale other than if they have instituted surveillance to the nth degree that would alert the authorities worldwide that this is happening and empower them to move in?
Enforcement. Now, there are pictures from Shanghai over these last weeks of men in spacesuits wandering the empty streets. Is that what we're looking to? The WHO is going to somehow fan out in our neighborhoods in white spacesuits to make us come clean with our diseases.
Right. So there is a section on page 19 called accountability. The WHO right now doesn't have very strong powers of enforcement. This zero draft wants to change that, and they want to make the WHO secretariat able to improve compliance and ensure accountability to the international health regulation obligations. How do you improve compliance and ensure accountability? Okay. So there's going to be an enforcement mechanism. It's not specified in the zero draft, but it could, who knows, include a WHO military or police force, or perhaps require nations to sanction a non-compliant member state.
The puzzle here, Reggie, and we can go on about this science fiction document. That's the way I read it, Reggie, when you brought it to my attention. It's as if I was 11 years old and reading science fiction paperbacks in the summer of 1961 and imagining another universe where they have total control over the population. That's what it read like to me. Does the Biden administration remark on this? We have about a minute. Has there been anything out of Washington saying this is not going to solve the problem that the WHO was compromised by China? This doesn't answer it. Have you heard that?
I have not heard anything from the Biden administration commenting on this zero draft, but what we did hear from the Biden administration is that they submitting amendments to the international health regulations in January that are very similar in tone and would be very similar in effect to this zero draft. So I don't think we're going to get any help from the Biden administration to fight this.
The WHO right now has very low level of trust worldwide. Is there any reason to believe in this document they take that into account? Are they trying to win our trust, or is this more mandates from the top? We have 30 seconds.
I believe that this is absolutely mandates from the top. I think that they know that their trust has eroded, and they're trying to act now before the trust is completely gone. But I would urge people to take action against this by going to the Stop Vax Passport website and just signing our petition to stop these matters.
Reggie Littlejohn is the president of Women's Rights Without Frontier. That website, again, is www.stopvaxpassports.org. Before you're a player in a science fiction novel an 11-year-old will read in several hundred years. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.